Blog Talk Radio.
On Tribe Family Channel, honoring Rick James, y'all. We got the Stone City Band. But before we bring the Stone City Band, let me introduce to you the man that makes this show possible. Marshall Thompson is the last man standing of the shy life, and he's straight out of Chicago, Illinois, y'all. So please say hello to Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, Godfather?
How you doing? It's a pleasure and good evening there to everybody. Welcome to everybody on the show tonight.
Hey, you know what? I'm getting ready to open their microphones. I know they're still bumping to this music, but first and foremost, Godfather, how are you doing? It's hot in Chicago right now. What is going on?
Yeah, it's been 90, almost 100 degrees here. Typical summer. So a lot of stuff is going on here in Chicago. I'm getting ready to get out of the road.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. Well, we want to continue to celebrate you, the Shy Lights, and all of the awards that you all continue to pick up. You are the last man standing and the torch bearer. And so I want you to bear with me. You know we got to bring on our lady, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, helping us hold it down. What's happening, producer Daisy Brown? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Good evening, everyone. I'm excited.
Hey, I'm excited too.
I'll get a
too.
Chance to hear Fire and Desire.
Well, you know what? That's going to be the last one we play. Oh, yeah, I got that.
It.
We got some.
That's it.
We're going to have a party, y'all. We just opened up with Ghetto Life, Rick James, you know, when he was a young boy. So we're going to bring on our guest. But before I do, let me just tell our audience a little bit about Rick James for those born yesterday. But we got the Stone City Band here to testify for us. Now, Rick James was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and he began his musical career when he was in his teens in various bands and groups before entering the U.S. Navy to avoid being drafted in the early 60s. Now, in 65, James wound up in Toronto, Canada. He formed a rock band there by the name of the Minor Birds, who eventually signed a recording deal with Motown Records in 1966. I was seven. All right, now, so James's career with the group halted after military authorities discovered his whereabouts, and eventually, you know, they came and got him and threw him in the brink, you know, about the draft charges. But guess what? That didn't stop the funk legend from funking, because when he was released, y'all, you know what he did? He moved to California, where he started, again, funk groups, and in the late 60s and the early 70s. But now, after forming the Stone City Band in his hometown of Buffalo in 77, James finally found the success as a recording artist after signing with Motown's Gordy Records. So are y'all ready to welcome Nate and Lance from Stone City Band?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right, let me open up their microphones. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson's honoring Rick James live on Tribe Family Channel with the Stone City Band. Y'all, what's happening, Stone City Band? Your mic is open and you are live.
What's up? What's up? How you doing? Funk and roll.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you, Marshall. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead and talk to Marshall.
What's up, Marshall?
How you doing? Glad to hear your voices.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's great to hear you again, man. You know, I can't wait till we do some things together.
Yeah, we'll be doing something down the line sometime, you know. It's a pleasure to have you all. Y'all got that tough band again. Y'all still doing things.
It's an honor to be on your show. Yes, sir. We all down.
I've been hearing about that.
Now, listen. Y'all were just in Oakland. Y'all back in Vegas now?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Tell us about Oakland. Well, how was that?
Oakland, it was a great memorial service for Rick Stevens, a former lead singer of Tower of Power, that sung "You're Still a Young Man." They had a memorial.
Oh my goodness!
I'm
sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, he passed away a little ways back, but they had a memorial service, you know, taking donations to get his headstone.
I see. I wish I would have known that. Did y'all see Lenny Williams?
No, he wasn't there.
All right. Well, you know what? We are friends of Mr. Lenny Williams, and we're definitely going to give him a call. We had him on the show before. But guess what? This is about honoring Rick James, and that's what we are about to do. So y'all get ready. Keep your lid on because we're about to go into another song, and then we want y'all to come back and tell us how y'all got started with Rick James. So y'all hold on while we go through this playlist. This is going to be cold-blooded. Yeah, what more can I say, y'all?
Girl, who do you belong to?
cold-blooded, but look, we are live on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music, with Marshall Thompson honoring Rick James. Now, Rick James started Stone City Band in Buffalo, in his hometown, in 1977. But guess what? In April 1978, James released his debut album, Come Get It, which included the Stone City Band. The album launched the top 20 hit, You and I, which became his first number one R&B hit. The album also included the hit single Mary Jane. It eventually sold 2 million copies, launching James's musical career to stardom and helping out Motown Records at a time when label fortunes had dwindled. In early 1979, James's second album, Bustin' Out of L7, followed the previous album's success, eventually selling 1 million copies. A third album, Fired Up, was released in late 79, going gold. Around the same period, James launched his first headlining tour, the Fired Up Tour, and agreed to invite the then-upcoming artist Prince, as well as singer Tina Marie, as his opening act. James had produced Marie's successful Motown debut album, Wild and Peaceful, and was featured on the hit duet, I'm a Sucker for Your Love. James was credited with naming Marie Lady T on the song, a nickname that stuck with Marie for the rest of her career. And we are back with Stone City Band, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, produced by Daisy Brown, holding it down. And guess what? I forgot to tell y'all, I'm Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of all of that under Gumbo for the Soul family brand. So now, Nate and Lance, tell Daisy, myself, and Marshall Thompson, what was it like to be working with Rick James? When did you all first cross paths? Take us to the beginning.
Well, it was one hot summer day when a local group we had called The Cause, which was led by Levi Ruffin. He was good friends with Rick, and he actually told us that Rick was coming down, you know, to check us out. And we were down there rehearsing, and this guy came down the stairs dressed in leather and whatnot. And we was like, yo, you know, where'd he come from? You know what I'm saying? He came down, checked out the rhythm section. And what he actually did was he picked out the guys he wanted to build around. You know, he was already good friends with Levi Ruffin, but he picked some of the guys that he wanted to build around. And that's how it all got started.
All right. Now, that was a funky bass. Is Rick James the only one that messed with the bass, or are there any other bass players?
Well, yeah, our bass player was Oscar Austin. You know, he used to be with the Manhattans.
All right.
Blue Magic. Yeah.
All right, you messing around with Soul School Music territory, y'all. That's our family.
Yeah, we had a few guys that were from that was camps, you know. I mean, Erskine Williams, he played with the Blue Magic and the Delphonics, you know.
And you hear Davey over there chiming in. What did you say, Davey?
I said Rick was a lead guitarist.
No, he was a bass player. He played a little acoustic, you know, but live, you know, most of the bass was Oscar Austin on stage.
Right.
You know? Even though Rick had a bass around his neck, he was mostly singing.
Right.
Yeah. Look, don't get me started.
Like,
I've been hearing
like
about how y'all doing
King.
On stages.
What'd
you say,
I said like a B.B. King, you know. B.B., you never saw him sing and play at the same time. It was rare that you would see him do that.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So Rick wanted to run around the stage, and he felt that if he played bass, it would limit him to stand in front of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he did have some moves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cover every inch of the stage.
Yeah, he had some moves, all right.
So now, tell us about, you know, after meeting this guy coming down here in this leather suit and what have you, how did that change your career path upon that meeting?
Well, it was after he got his deal with Motown Records. He received enough money to complete the second half because he only recorded one side, and he shot those songs to get a deal. And when he got it, he finished the other side of the album. At that time, he didn't have a band. You know, they were all hired musicians to record a demo. He didn't form the band till after the Come Get It album. And that was busting out. And our audition, you know, as a band, was to do a demos for Tina Marie, which was Sucker for Your Love and Don't Look Back by the Temptations and Brenda Holloway, I think it was.
Yeah.
Every Little Bit Hurts.
Oh,
we
wow.
did those as a demo. Yes, and he went back to Motown, let Barry Gordy hear him, and he said, hey, if that's your band, you know, those are the guys you need to have. He came back to Buffalo and told us, hey, the job was ours if we wanted it. And that kick-started our Stone City band. We all moved to California, and we started doing television shows. Our first show was Dick Clark Wednesday Night Live. And we did Mary Jane Live. And then we proceeded to do Soul Train. And then we did Midnight Special with Wolfman Jack. And the following winter, we hosted Midnight Special. Yeah.
Wow.
We got to do all the television shows.
Now, you're the first ones that I've heard mention Wolfman Jack. Remember Wolfman Jack Marshall? Marshall. Tom.
Yeah.
Remember Wolfman Jack, the DJ on the radio airwaves back in the early 60s? Because I remember being a little girl, and all we had, he was wild. Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, he did some things with the Charlotte. He did some things with us back in the day.
Yeah, he actually toured with us. He toured with us for a while as the MC.
What? Yeah, I'm blowing my mind up in here. Wow. All right.
That's right after. That was right after Rick James played the Chicago Amphitheater with me. We had Rick James and the Jackson 5 and Shaw Wright on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, see, that's another story. Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah, that's for Jesse Jackson Operation Push at the Chicago Amphitheater. And Rick James, Michael Jackson, and them, and us, we had a great show over there at that time. That's when I first met Rick James.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really.
Wow.
A lot of history.
Yeah, that's a lot of history right there. So we're going to have y'all pick up from California and your first moves after y'all hit Soul Train and everything like that right after this commercial break.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Chalice Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Chalice at the Chalice Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
And I'll be dreaming about Montego Bay, Jamaica myself. That Dream Castle Villa is so beautiful, y'all. And Marsha Thompson has his own, you know, kingly room at the Dream Castle Villa, and as does Miss Daisy Brown. So I'm all jelly over here, but I'll get around to it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're back live on Soulful Music with Marsha Thompson with the Stone City Band honoring Rick James. I'm holding it down with Daisy Brown, our producer. I'm Beverly Black, and we've got Marsha Thompson right here live. He's going to tell us about when he first met Rick James. But first, we're going to go back to Stone City Band. Now, so Rick James gets the Motown deal after Gordy hears the demo. And you all are told that y'all have the job. So you move to California. You loaded up the truck and you moved to Beverly. And you're hitting the television tour. So now, how was that experience, that television circuit? Had you been on television before? I mean, come on now, you leave out of Buffalo and now you're going to Hollywood, you know, Hollywood. How did that feel?
It was a great feeling. I mean, we did everything we used to watch on TV when we were younger. We used to look at Soul Train every Saturday. We used to watch it midnight. Especially every Friday night, you had to stay up till 1 in the morning when it came on, you know, and we actually got the chance to go, not just go, but perform on the show, you know, like mind-blowing.
Tell the truth, when you were getting there, you were looking for that Hollywood sign, weren't you? Everybody looks for that sign. They know they have arrived.
That's one of them. Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a picture of it.
I know you did, because that's what everybody, they can't wait to see that sign. They know they've arrived.
That, and also the sign that said Tower Records.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, we saw our album cover up there. We knew we made it.
Wow. Well, that's right. That's right. Well, so you make it to Soul Train and you hit the circuits, all of the stuff that you're watching on TV, you know. Now you're seeing your dreams come true. What's the first stage, the largest stage that you all hit after you get to California?
Los Angeles Coliseum. Mm-hmm. That was the largest one at that time, because we performed in front of 130,000 people.
Okay.
Did you get stage fright?
That was a few. That was just a few people.
But that was doing it. Playing the corner nightclub bar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You come from there and you come and play arenas. Yeah. That's a big jump.
Culture shock.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Oh, it was shocking for you. Well, now let me ask Mr. Marshall Thompson to chime in. Marshall, when you first met Rick James, tell us about, I know you touched on it a little bit, but we want the history of it. As you know, you have some things under development, and we are trying to chronicle as much as we can from you. So let's have Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, take the mic and tell us your Rick James memory.
Well, we had great memories with Rick James, you know, especially when we met him at the Chicago Amphitheater. And it was very exciting to see him, because we had Michael Jackson. I just finished taking giving Michael Jackson to Bobby Taylor to take to Motown. And they came back home and performed for Mr. Reverend Jesse Jackson. And it was shocking. I've been hearing Rick's hits. He has some great hit records, you know, funk records, you know, dance records. And when they hit that amphitheater with us, and people was dancing all the way in the aisles, all in the streets out there, you know. And, oh, yeah, it was a wonderful thing to meet him in the back, you know, along with us all together, Michael Jackson and me and Squirrel and Gene and Red, you know. So, but the show was fantastic. I watched his show, and I was amazed watching his show with all the funk he had up there, you know, against our slow songs, you know, our love songs, Old Girls and the Happy Singers, stuff like that. But it was amazing to watch him work. He did a great thing, you know. And he loved the Shy Lights as well. He used to talk about, when I talked to him about us, he said, man, I love y'all songs. And I said, well, you know, we've been doing it for many years. This is my 60th year with the Shy Lights. So we've been doing it for many, many, many years. And then we played in Buffalo, New York. And they had some of the Soul Stone City bands at our show. And I was excited about seeing them in the audience, and I introduced them. So we got some of the Stone City Band at the show there in Buffalo. We had a great time there in Buffalo. And we came back with Tina Turner. And they had some of the Stone City Band at Tina Turner's show with us. So we had some good times in Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo
City.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Now, Daisy, did you ever get a chance to meet Mr. Rick James?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you know I
want to
know. Don't play with me. Give it up.
Marsha has had me by the hand for so long, I don't even know who I have not met. That's the question. Who have I not met? You know, this man has had me all across the world, and I've met him. We were backstage, of course, and he was very nice, you know, mild-mannered, if you can believe that. but, you know, he was cooling out, getting ready to perform as usual, and a lot of the guys will do that prior to coming on stage, and they get their adrenaline up, and then they just go for it. But we had a good relationship. It wasn't a very long one because we didn't do a lot of things together back during that time. But we did occasion to do a show together. And, yes, so I did meet him. Thank you, Marshall.
Wow.
I think he did that movie with us, too. He did Save the Children. That was done at the Chicago Amphitheater. I think he was on that show when we did the movie.
I think he was on that one, yes.
The Spade of the Children, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he was on there with us. And that was a good movie. That was Operation Push, you know, Jesse Jackson breadbasket show. And,
well,
he
did a lot of positive things back then, you know, when Push was first started. And that's all you ever heard. You know, I'm in Baltimore, and that's all we ever heard was Push, 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 Operation Push.
He did a great job. That's right. All I remember, he did a great job. Yeah, what he did.
Wow.
So, congratulations to you guys, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Keep it together and keep that funk coming because y'all got some great dance songs.
Oh, yeah. We're keeping it live. And, you know, no tracking. We keeping it live. We players. That's all we want to do.
Well, that's what you should do. I mean, y'all got the funk there and keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, we got to go around the room one time before we get into the funk, okay? You heard Marshall throw out that cue. He said keep the funk going. That's just what we're about to do. We're about to keep this funk going. But before we break off into this partay, let's go around the room one time for Rick James, y'all. Now, I never had the honor and pleasure of meeting the funk legend Rick James, but I will never forget his music, and it's just an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have this show to honor his memory and his music and his friends and family who are right here with us to celebrate him. We're going to go out with his music. We couldn't get it all in. So if I don't have your favorite in the playlist, forgive me, charge it to my head, not my heart. I did my best. So before we go out, let's take it around the room one time, and I want everybody to let us know. What is your greatest takeaway as far as Rick James' life lesson, mantra, working with him, or any thing? What would you say the impact that he has had on your life has been? And first, we're going to start with Stone City Band.
Okay, my name is Lannis Hughes. I was Rick's drummer, and the biggest impact was when I first started playing with Rick. I said I would like to have a hit record, perform on a hit record, and he said I can do one better. I can guarantee you a gold album. And
wow.
I wind up getting a platinum instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me the biggest award that I ever had was in 1981 when we won for Album of the Year, Street Songs, which was a triple platinum album, American Music Award for Album of the Year. And then we also got a chance to perform on Every Musician's Dream, the Grammy Awards, and we did it live. That was my biggest impact, and I thank him for everything.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is Nate Hughes. I was a percussion player with Rick, and my biggest impact was, you know, Rick, he never put any limitations on us. When we got in the studio, He would just ask you, what do you feel on this song? And he would never, like, just try to dominate the record or whatever, tell you what to play or whatever. He said, what do you feel? And I just show him what I felt, you know. And, you know, it either worked or it didn't. Most of the time it worked. So, I mean, he gave us that freedom, you know. He didn't limit us to anything.
That's beautiful,
great.
beautiful.
Yes.
Now, Nate and Lance, where can our listeners connect with you? I know we're connected on Facebook, but people want to follow your career and connect with you, catch you in concert. So how should they go about doing that?
With Facebook, you can get all the information wherever we're performing. We're always advertising on there. Any kind of promotional work, any new material that we will be coming out at the top of the year, you'll receive it all on Facebook, on our Facebook page. Also on Instagram, Bad Boys of Funk.
Yeah. Stone City Band on Facebook and Bad Boys of Funk on Instagram.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be following you. And we're going to go to the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, because you know what? She's always right here helping us hold it down and give us your take, Mr. Rick James's impact.
Well, I just loved his music. I have to be honest about that. He had his own style, and it was he did his thing when he performed. He gave it his all, and I just used to love to see him perform. I used to love to hear him perform, and kudos to him and Tina Marie for teaming up and giving us such beautiful duets together. Also, I had read about the statue that was placed in the cemetery of him. And I heard that was an awesome, awesome piece added to the cemetery. Have you guys seen it? I'm sure you have.
Yes. We visit every time we go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's really awesome, but just his music alone is enough to say I'm glad that I met him. I'm glad that I knew him. I think I can say he was a friend of mine, not a very close one, but a friend of mine. And I'm just grateful for all of the guys that I've met out on the road down through the years who have all taken care of me, and I love that. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Wow. And now, ladies and gentlemen, like you said, Lance, she's your friend. You're right.
we're the closest people you can meet now. So you're our friend. So you're there.
Thank you.
And Daisy, give out your email. There's people that are listening. They may want to have you produce a show for them. We know that you have your own radio show called To Serve, honoring the military, and your second season starts back up September 30th, 2018, right here live on Tribe Family Channel, where you and Mr. Phil Helinski are hosting Called to Serve. But not only that, you are producer here of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. What's your email address? People may want to reach out and connect with you.
My email address is missdaiz@aol.com. That's missdaiz@aol.com. And Miss Daiz is all together, one word. missdaiz@aol.com.
And she's also on social media, y'all, and she's connected to our Facebook page as well, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, the godfather of vocal groups, and the host of Soul School Music, Mr. Marshall Thompson. Mr. Marshall Thompson, I want to thank you so much for letting me be your sidekick and moderating this conversation and party. We're about to hit these hits, but before we do, your Rick James story, you have the mic.
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight. It's a pleasure speaking to the Soul City Band because it's an honor. They had so many hits out there, and they even had us doing funk. We're a slow group. We had Middle State. Singing the Rick James song. And the people used to say, well, why y'all singing the Rick James song? We had to funk it up a little. You know? We got to get some funk in there. So, part of that funk is when I did Crazy in Love, I played Congos. I don't know if Stone City Band know it. I played Congos on that record on Crazy in Love for Beyonce. So, but what happened is I got a lot of that funk.
Wow.
The sound. So I wanted to know that too as well. You know, from our track, Are You My Woman? So that's the Shylights track, Are You My Woman? That's how it attracted Beyonce used for her number one song, Crazy in Love. You know, so
wow.
a lot of that funk, y'all. So if you listen to our song, Are You My Woman? Tell Me So, you're going to hear the whole track that Beyonce did on her song Crazy in Love. And you're going to hear me playing Congos there. And you're going to listen to some of that, and you're going to hear you all sounding there if you listen to it.
That's good.
You're going to hear that funk come out you.
You're going to see me, you're going to hear me funking up them Congos.
Come on up there.
Yeah, so that was a pleasure doing that. So, all I know is you all keep the funk going, man. I know we miss our guy, Rick James. That was my man there, you know, when it comes down to that stage. Y'all one of the greatest artists that we hit the stage, you know, and keep it going. Oh, God bless.
Hey, when we get in the Chicago area, you're going to have to come on stage.
That's right.
Right on.
You know,
we have
an upcoming show in Vegas, August 18th at the Silverton Casino. Yeah.
Right, that's right after my buddy's one original Shylights birthday. He's August 16th, and I'm August 24th. So he's right.
Yeah, it's going to be a great funk show.
So I remember War brought me up on stage, played Congo with them one time. That was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
You got to come up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Jane Grill System and Steve Arrington.
Wow, Steve Arrington. Wow. Okay. I see what's happening.
You see what time it is, huh? Well, now that's August 18th. That's August 18th in Vegas. All right. Well, y'all put me down on your guest list. Put me down on your guest list. I'm gonna start walking when we hang up.
All right.
Oh, we also gonna be in Boston September 1st.
Well, y'all coming September 1st?
The Boston area. And then we're going to be in San Jose on the 2nd.
San Jose? I'd be in San Jose the 25th of this month.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be at the Zap Center.
Okay.
The day after his birthday. So Marshall Thompson's birthday is August 24th. That's the same day that my son will be celebrating his birthday as well. He will be at the SAP Center, SAP Center in San Jose, August 25th. I definitely plan to be there if I have to break in Marshall Thompson, so make sure they got me.
happy birthday,
that's right. Happy early birthday. And then y'all be sure to go to Marshall Thompson's website. Visit chi-lites.info. And you know he all over Facebook, social media, Twitter, Instagram. He reports to the people every Friday, y'all. So y'all do not want to miss Mr. Marshall Thompson on all forms of social media. Now, right here, you can follow this studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul, because Tribe Family Channel is the host of Soul School Music, and it is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand, and I am the creator of all of that, Beverly Black, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. And guess what? Dave Chappelle's mother has penned the forward to our next book out of the Gumbo for the Soul anthology series, and that will be Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor 2. The forward is by Dr. Yvonne Sion, and that is Dave Chappelle's mother. And we don't even have to talk about Dave Chappelle playing, oh my gosh, all of his comedy, and he and Charlie Murphy, rest in peace, playing Rick James, and oh my gosh, the couch scenes and the everything. So you know what, Rick James, we love you. God bless you. Love, peace, and soul. And you know what, y'all, and funk. This has been an honor. Lance, Nate,
thanks,
Daisy, and Marshall. Mm-hmm. Thompson, I love each and every one of you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank our listeners. Are y'all ready to party?
Ready.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to work.
Hey, let's go to work, y'all. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. that stuff, that funk, that sweep, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweep, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to funk. That sweet funky stuff.
she's never hard to please. Oh no, that girl is pretty wild, no. The kind of girl you read about
in magazines.
That girl is pretty kinky.
Turn on my fire. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to
I laid eyes on you. It was plain, simple pleasure. That was my claim to fame. With every measure, chased it your teardrop stains. Yeah. Cold as ice. Woo! Long ago.
Power. You know the name.
You saw their story on Undone.
You remember the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Life featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now, here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shy Lights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.